Hi everyone, my name is Sonny and welcome to episode 16. Today I'm talking about blogging, specifically the importance of having a blog for your business. So the example I'll use here is if you're a car mechanic or you are an auto shop owner, you know, you provide a service in fixing cars or doing modifications, you know, like Pit My Ride type of stuff. And you have a website for that, or hopefully you have a website where it's basically just marketing your services. You're talking about what you do, how you do it well. So you'll probably have like a homepage, an about us page, and a contact us page, right? And chances are you don't have a blog. So my goal for this episode is to convince you that if you don't have a blog, to create a blog for your business. And if you do currently have a blog, I would like to get you to start posting frequent content on it again, because, you know, there's a chance that you are not currently posting frequent content, which is something that I have to do as well. So yeah, so if you don't have a blog, you know, and I ask like, oh, why don't you have a blog for your business? The typical response is, oh, I don't see the benefit in it. I'm trying to get customers, you know, I'm trying to sell my service. Like, how does a blog allow me to do that? And I'll talk about some of the benefits that I think there are for that. And in relation to that, you know, it's hard to find time, because if you don't see the benefit in something, like, why would you spend time, you know, writing articles and doing all this stuff and having a blog? So here's the thing, right? Once I talk about all these benefits, hopefully you'll see that there are benefits, there are ways to get customers to your business, to get, you know, paying customers, and just more traffic to your website, which can convert to actual customers. And you will find time if that is something that you realize, like, oh yeah, blog can actually, you know, get me money, it can get me paying customers. So you will find time if it's something that's beneficial to your business. Okay, so let me start going over the benefits. The first one I see is that it shows that you're an expert in whatever subject or industry you're in. In this case, it's cars, could be more specific in terms of like fixing cars, but you can post, you know, technical content, talk about something super specific, super technical, that I probably won't understand because I'm not a car expert, but that will show that, oh, you're very knowledgeable in this, so of course I'll bring my car in to get fixed by you, because, you know, you're the guy to go to, you're the expert, right? So having that kind of reputation there is really nice. But you can also post general content. You could give out, you know, free advice to people, and those that can convert them over to your business. They, you know, oh cool, this business is providing like this free advice, creates a connection to your customers, and then, you know, they'll provide you service, or, you know, provide, they'll take you up on your service, right, and actually come in with their car. So there's also that. Now the next benefit is that by getting this kind of frequent content that you're posting on your website now, on your blog, that gives people a reason to come back to your site now. Because before, your traffic's probably very low, you're not getting a lot of people that, you know, need car service like every day. I mean, depends how big you are, of course, but with a blog, you have like frequent content on your site now, so more people can come in. And transitioning over to the next benefit, it allows you to post on Reddit and post on social media, maybe do some guest blogging and doing some networking that way. And just, you know, that content, people can now click on, you know, they have a reason to follow you on social media because you give out advice. So now they'll click in, they'll read the article, and then you can have some promotion, some call to action at the bottom, or they'll click like your homepage and become a potential paying customer, you know, become a converted customer. So I think that is really beneficial right there. That is the most important thing, the fact that you can convert a reader from your blog to a paying customer. So stay tuned, I'll continue this in the next segment. Okay, so I was talking about how you can get readers to convert to actual customers, and how you can have, you know, this daily or just frequent content that you can publish to social media, publish to, you know, Reddit or whatever content, places where you can promote content. And yeah, essentially it just brings in more traffic to your website. It gives more of a purpose for your website. It's not just some marketing site where people can find you. You know, now you're creating content, you're creating, you know, advice for your users, you're increasing the reputation of your business. You're showing that you actually know what you're talking about, and you're just giving back. Like, it just gives you, you know, like a lot of companies do things like charity work and stuff to, you know, show that they're like nice companies or that they care about the world. You know, and a blog is, you know, not necessarily like on that same level, but you are giving away information. You're taking the extra step and providing information. But also, of course, you can talk about, you know, maybe coupon deals. You can, you know, talk about like new product announcements, you know, maybe new services that you're offering, maybe like redesign your website, and, you know, maybe you can post that somewhere on social media or whatever it might be. So there's just a lot of things that you can do when you have a blog, you know. So I think that's a lot of benefits right there. Hopefully that convinces you to have a blog if you don't have one already. And if you've kind of, you know, got unmotivated, you haven't written on your current blog in a while, hopefully this motivates you again. You know, I think it's really cool to be able to build up an audience. You know, all the other thing with blogging, like there's RSS feeds. You know, people say RSS is not as popular anymore, but I still think people use it. People use RSS readers, even if they don't know what RSS is. They use apps like Feedly and Pocket and things like that. And, you know, now you have readers that are just subscribed to your content, so that you know that they'll keep coming back. So from time to time, you can just do, you know, a shameless promotion of something that you're releasing. You know, it's not always about just posting advice or a subject matter knowledge or something like that. So yeah, and on top of that, then you can move on to having a newsletter. That's another way to get like, you know, an audience, or get basically when you have something new or you're trying to promote something, you have a channel, you have a distribution channel. That's the word I was looking for. You have a way to distribute your news or your content, and you know that people will look at it. And that's something that is very valuable, really hard to get. So if you can, you know, start creating content, start a blog. You can move on from there to creating a podcast. You can create a newsletter. There's just a lot of things there that you can do. So yeah, that's the benefits. I'll do a quick recap, show that you're a subject matter expert, you know, within your industry. You can get people to come back to your website, gives them a reason to, and you can post your content on social media and sites like Reddit to get more people, more readers to your content, which can then convert to actual customers. So those are some of the benefits to having a blog or posting frequently on your current blog. And yeah, I think that's it. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Tweet me at SunnySyncIO if you want to give me feedback or some topic ideas that you want to hear me talk about. I'm trying to improve the audio quality. I know the previous episode I talked about domain names, the audio quality was really bad. Hopefully this one's a little better. I still like the episode that I did on that. So, you know, after this episode, I would love it if you went ahead and listened to that one. And if you're listening on Anchor, you can actually subscribe to this as a podcast on iTunes and Google Play and Pocket Cast and all those apps. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye.